You're listening to SBS News.
While walking through this hilly, forested area of northern Pennsylvania, one will often stumble upon some rusty pipes or pump jacks sticking out of the ground. What is that?
So this is another orphan well, clearly emitting methane. It's got oil on the ground.
Former oil and gas executive Curtis Shack is showing me oil wells scattered across the city of Bradford that were abandoned or orphaned decades ago when the companies operating them went out of business. Now he runs the Well Done Foundation, a not-for-profit company whose mission is to find and plug these wells.
As you can smell today, even right now here on this location, is that this methane is escaping into the atmosphere, some at very alarming levels. And so something's got to be done. Every well that we plug and abandon, that we stop the flow of methane emissions from, is literally equal to hundreds and even thousands of automobiles.
So that was a methane alarm?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the alarm that tells us that we've got gas presence. It gives
these methane levels are being monitored not inside a deep forest, but at an oil well located in the backyard of the house of the Gross family, who have been living here for years and recently stumbled upon this. It's a beautiful white and grey coloured house, huge backyard, surrounded by hills. And there's a children's play area in the backyard. There's a trampoline on which a little girl and a boy are jumping. And on the other side of the backyard is a whole load of machinery and equipment at work. A bulldozer and a drilling rig have been brought to plug the well on this property. Andrew Gross, who lives here with his wife, two kids and a dog, says wells like this are pretty common here in northwest Pennsylvania, as it was the site of oil boom in the early 1900s. So initially, he thought nothing of it.
Now that we know methane's coming out of it, it does concern me a little bit because we didn't know. Obviously, we're glad the kids and the dog stayed away from it and didn't go too close to it, but it's definitely concerning.
To plug the well, all the existing rods and tubing already inside it must first be taken out. Sometimes this can take days. Finally, they get all the rods out. Then a cement mixer shows up that is used to pump concrete down the well. That seals it, trapping methane underground. The methane levels need to be monitored for months, and someone needs to pay for the project. In this case, it's a local oil and gas company called Seneca Resources.
Climate change is a pretty big deal.
Meris Densmore is from the American Carbon Registry. They validate projects like these that aim to remove carbon from the atmosphere.
The oil and gas industry can have a huge, huge part in the transition, but they need to be proactive. And the energy transition is going to be hard. I'm not suggesting that we need to turn off every oil and gas well on the planet tomorrow, but we need to have an aggressive plan.
This urgent call to curb methane emissions has arisen because the gas is much more powerful at trapping heat in the atmosphere than carbon dioxide.
You know, when you look at the problem, it's like overwhelming. And you know,
Curtis Shack does acknowledge that efforts like this might seem like a drop in the ocean. This is just the first well they have capped in Pennsylvania, having started out in Montana, with further wells earmarked for plugging in Louisiana and Oklahoma.
Whether you're a climate crusader or a climate denier, wherever you are on live on that spectrum, you know, this is simply just the right thing to do.